Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
We're honored to have two guests this week. He grew up in West Bloomfield, Michigan, graduated from the University of Michigan, and played basketball for them. She grew up in Troy, Michigan, also graduated from the University of Michigan. Together, in 2012, they founded Give Merit Fate, a four-year cohort-based program that provides resources and opportunities for underserved youth to embrace education and become world-class citizens. Their names, David Merritt and Kuhu Saha. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we have two guests tonight, David Merritt and Kuhu Saha. So we're going to start with Mr. Merritt. David, let's talk about your childhood and your mom and your dad.
Sure. I was born in Detroit. I won't say the year. Don't want to say how old I... No, I was born in 1986 in Detroit. And my parents, we moved to the suburbs when I was like five or six. But my parents started Straight Gate International Church in Detroit back in 1978. So that was big for us. I mean, growing up, I thought everyone had parents that had churches, and you know, it was just really normal.
And everybody had a dad who was a bishop.
Yeah, everyone had that. And so, yeah, my childhood was amazing. I've grew up and so blessed to have two parents that taught about God and how to serve people, and just amazing family, brother and sisters. Grew up in West Bloomfield, went to West Bloomfield High School. Me and my brother both played basketball. That was our first love when we were born. Our family had season tickets to see the Bad Boys and go out to Auburn Hills and watch them on like a weekly basis. So that's how we fell in love with the game. And we both continued to play through middle school, high school, and was fortunate to be able to walk on to the University of Michigan basketball team when I got to college. And yeah, but in large part, I was able to do that because of the strong foundation I received at home from both my parents.
What's the biggest thing you learned from mom, and what's the biggest thing you learned from dad?
Mom is extremely, not to say my dad isn't compassionate, but my dad always says her gift is grace. And so she just really cares about people and cares about family and is always thinking about others. Had four children and spent most of the time at home making sure that we were doing what we were supposed to be doing while my dad was at church and building the church and going and praying for people, having homegoing services. So my mom basically sort of had the role of taking care of us for the most part. And so grace and compassion was two of the big things that my mom taught us.
You mentioned that you walked on at University of Michigan basketball, ultimately became a co-captain under Coach John Beilein.
Yep.
What's the biggest thing you learned from Coach Beilein?
Ooh, these are fast hitters, man. This show just got started. So I would say his ability, and I've said this often, I don't know if many of the listeners have heard me before say this, but his ability to take all of the sort of goals and visions and all the stuff that goes into wanting to build a elite basketball program. How do you build elite men that are on your basketball team? He's able to take all those elements and just bring them into the moment and bring them into the day that we're currently in. And so one of the big sort of philosophies he has and what he always taught us was, let's get better today. So in this film session, let's not worry about practice. Like today, right now, in this very moment, we're in film. So let's focus on film. And how do we get better even watching film? Then we go into the weight room. Let's get better today. Let's give our all. And when we get to practice, let's get better today. And so our first year, we went 10-22, which was absolutely horrible. We lost a lot of games. But he just had this really unique ability to not focus more so on the record, but more so focus on our effort. And, you know, what are we learning from what we're going through? And it was through that philosophy, I think, that even though we were losing, we were still learning how to win. And so that next year, we went from 10-22 to the first NCAA tournament berth for Michigan basketball in 11 years.
We're also joined by Kuhu Saha. Kuhu, tell us about your childhood and your mom and your dad.
Sure. I grew up in Troy, Michigan. My parents came here from India in the 70s. My dad was a mechanical engineer and came to America with a job in 1970, joined by my mom in 73 after they got married. They started life in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but shortly thereafter made their way to Michigan and settled here, where they had my two sisters and then myself. Dad continued as a mechanical engineer in this area, and my mom has been working for the Henry Ford Health System for the last 35 years.
What's the biggest thing mom taught you? The biggest thing dad taught you?
I'm going to attribute one thing to both of them. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of time.
Well, you took up quite a bit of time. So I would say strength. For sure. My father was sick for much of my upbringing. And I think on his end, it was, you know, growing up pretty fast and finding strength in myself and in that situation and how you kind of cope with that being a big part of your childhood and your upbringing after that. And my mother was his primary caretaker for a long time. So seeing her working full time, you know, I was, my sisters are 8 and 11 years older than me. So I was the baby. So I was still young when all of this was taking place. So caring for me, making sure I was still having a fulfilled childhood, and caring for him, is just something that I am grateful for and learned a lot from as well.
We're talking to Kuhu Saha and David Merritt, and I'm Jack Crystal, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Rasula. We're with David Merritt, Kuhu Saha, and in 2012, they founded Give Merritt Fate. How did the two of you meet?
David and I met 15 years ago.
Wow.
At orientation for the University of Michigan as two recently graduated high school students.
Did you like him right off?
Sorry, didn't mean to pause that long. Yes, we were friends through college. But I don't know that at that point I would have dreamt that we would be working together long.
All right, let's jump ahead. Let's jump ahead. David, how did Give Merritt Fate ever come to be?
Yeah, well, when we graduated, we started a business which had a huge community service component to it. That business we did for about 18 months, and the purpose was to just make people happy. And how do we do that? Through selling product. It was a fashion company. How do we do that? By serving others and doing community service. And so we did that for about 18 months when we both graduated and learned a lot. And I got to the point where I felt like we had put in enough work and we had enough awareness. We got on one time, we were on ESPN and all this other stuff, and it just wasn't as successful as I thought it should be. And so we went through almost a 2-year rebranding process to really find our niche and where we felt like we could have our own place in the market. And in addition to that, it was really, okay, we're spending so much time trying to come up with community service events, and each month we're having to figure out what that's going to be. Like, we really need to define what our mission is and who our mission is, and let's devote all of our attention into one thing when it comes to impacting youth and education in Detroit. And so we just did some brainstorming, and this is a funny story, because at that point we were working with Beyond Basics. And Beyond Basics, a local organization that helps young people learn how to read and write, amazing organization run by Pam Good. And she had a program called Expanding Horizons, which is where she would bring in people from like local leaders and people from the community, and she'd bring them into her classroom or classrooms within the schools that she was, and they would just talk to kids. And we were brainstorming one day, and God just blessed me with the idea, okay, let's flip that. Let's take students inside the classroom and bring them outside to discover and to be exposed to college and business and all these things. And so we actually partnered with Beyond Basics to pilot our program back in 2011, where we had a group of students come from Detroit, and over a four-month period, every month, we had a workshop in Ann Arbor at the University of Michigan, exposing them to campus, but also working with partners to do like these hands-on workshops. And that was like the start of the Give Merit FAPE program. And here we are 9 years later.
And you have ninth graders through 12th graders, Kuhu.
That's right.
One grade a night, Tuesday through Friday.
That's right.
From 4 to 6:30. What do the ninth graders do?
Sure. So we actually have two sides of our business. We, our whole mission is to help young people find their passions, create platforms for them to create the future. And so on one side, we have a for-profit company called Merit Goodness, where we use design, product design to really drive social impact, raise awareness, and donate a portion of the profits to our youth programming. And on the other side, we have Give Merit and the FAPE program. And so each year, each grade works on a capstone project underneath the brand, meaning they're getting real-life experience doing projects, but projects that will be used by a real company. So in ninth grade, the students work on developing marketing and advertising campaigns for Merit. So they spend about 6 months learning what that even means, and then about 3 months putting together a 60-second commercial, a print advertisement, and a full pitch for their marketing and advertising campaign for the company.
And then we wrap that with mentorship. So we have University of Michigan students that mentor in the program. We have a group of young business professionals that mentor in the program. So there's still a lot of character development, youth development, leadership mixed in with the business and design thinking and critical thinking sort of skills that we're trying to teach within the program as well.
David, what do the 10th graders do?
The 10th graders work on a product collection. So just like Kuhu said, with the 9th graders, we expose them not only to what we do when we develop product, but we have amazing partners like Shinola and Carhartt. We've got a new partner this year, hopefully, that's going to be very exciting for our 10th graders. But we expose them how they create products. And our students get this exposure, but also, again, how do we then give them the platform and the experience for them actually to create for themselves? And so they go throughout that process. We group them up in teams. They each develop collections. And at that very same event where our ninth graders pitch, our 10th graders have set up trade show booths with their product, and they have to sell it to our community. And so whoever gets the most pre-sales of their collection over a two-week period wins our competition. We pay them, and then we put that collection out into the real world. And the other kicker, if our students go through the 4 years of the program and they maintain the standards that we've set for them, we guarantee each FAPE student a $5,000 college scholarship to go to school.
If you want to learn more, www.meritgoodness.com. David, 11th graders.
11th graders put on a community-wide charity event. So ninth graders marketing advertising, 10th graders product collection. Now you've learned how to design for people. Well, how can you design a gathering for people to come to? And the sweet part about it is that the money that's raised throughout the gathering is for their college scholarship fund to send them to college. So this past year, our 11th graders put on an event called Fate in Our Stars, which was a two-day festival, which concluded the main event was a charity basketball game, which was really, really cool.
A celebrity charity basketball game.
A celebrity charity basketball game. And that's why you need someone else to be there for you when you forget things. Because
did you put the sneakers back on Merritt?
I did play in the game.
He had an assist for a 10-point shot, a half-court shot, to win the game.
I also scored a few times.
He also scored himself a few times.
Yes.
Sorry, yes.
Thank you.
He got his own.
I don't want it to
buckets.
Just be
yeah,
that
my bad.
Someone else scored.
My bad,
but
yep. Sorry,
it sounds like I didn't score at all.
Yeah, you played very well.
Thank you.
Your dad was front row cheering you on, just like old days.
Just like the old times.
Yeah.
One of the many roles of Kuhu in this organization is to keep Mr. Merritt humble, I think. Okay. 12th graders, cool. What do they do?
Sure. 12th grade is a really exciting year. So they've spent the first 3 years learning all these skills, and they've practiced, if you will, on us. They've practiced on an in-house company. In 12th grade, we do two things. One, we're getting closer and closer to graduation, and so we're doing as much as we can to ensure post-secondary success. And so we have curriculum built around not just college success, but just what is life after high school and how am I getting best prepared for that. And so we partner and complement a lot of what the school does to create curriculum around that. And then the other half of 12th grade, so they've practiced on us, like I said, we partner with some of our community partners for them to do six-week internship placements, almost like a co-op where they already leave school early on Fridays. We grab them early on Fridays, and they spend 2 to 2.5 hours at a community partner working on different projects for that community partner. So earlier this year, they spent 6 weeks with Zingerman's at three of the different Zingerman's companies out in Ann Arbor. And we have a really exciting partnership coming up this March where they'll be working for the Detroit Lions on three different projects as well.
We're talking to David Merritt, Kuhu Saha. If you want to learn more, www.merrittgoodness.com. And I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula. We're with Kuhu Saha, David Merritt, co-founders of Give Merritt Fate. How are the kids picked?
So we have a partnership with the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy. They have been our partner since 2012, since we started the program. This is a program that any ninth grader at the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy is eligible to apply for. But there is a bit of an application process where we're just trying to get to know them a little better. We're asking a little bit about who they are. We're asking them to express to us what they want to do after college, sort of getting into those aspirations to learn more about them. And then there's a selection process from there. Most years, in the years that we have been in session, we have been able to fortunately take all of the students who have applied, which has been really great. But yeah, that partnership has been key to the program's success as well.
Speaking of success, what kind of success have you had?
We've had great success. It's a testament to our students who teach us so much more than we're trying to teach them. Each year we do an evaluation. The University of Michigan School of
Education
does an outside evaluation of the program every single year. And so we're able to track our students in GPA, attendance, conduct within school, suspensions, and compare that to other students at the school within their grade that aren't in the program. And so through the 8 years that we've been doing the program, a FATE student will perform better academically. We'll go to school more often and be present in school more often. We'll receive less suspensions than students at the school that don't participate in the program. We almost have, I believe it's like a 5 higher GPA average. And our students aren't all, you know, the best performing students. With our first group of students that got through the program, we did have the valedictorian, but we also had 5 to 6 students that were struggling to graduate. And so through the data, and that's just quantitative, but qualitative, our students always mention the confidence that they receive throughout the program, being exposed to these different skills. But also, again, we put them in situations where they have to get up in front of people and express themselves, or just having tough conversations of things that they're going through, where they feel more comfortable with who they are and being able to express who they are to other people. And that's a consistent, no matter what grade you talk to, probably confidence is going to be a big component of what they feel like they get from the program.
Let's highlight a couple. Kuhu. First one, Shimon.
Yes. So Shimon was part of our first group of students. So he joined us in 2012 as a little ninth grader. It's amazing to see how much they grow in just those 4 years of high school. I can't imagine when you watch a child grow from, you know, 0 to 18, let alone 14 to 18. But Shimon was part of our first group, and he graduated. He received the scholarship, the FATE scholarship. He also received a lot of other scholarships. And since the first day we've known him, Shimon told us that he wanted to direct movies, and specifically horror movies. That was where he wanted to be. So he went off to Albion College in 2016, and has had a great few years at Albion, had the good fortune of interning with Funny or Die out in L.A. for a couple years, and became really serious about the fact that, you know, Albion doesn't have a film program, but he majored in communications. He did these internships, and he knew that this is what he wanted to pursue. And so fast forward to today, Shimon has 14 interviews lined up for this week with agencies out in LA to just, you know, get going and figure out his place in that city. And he is graduating from Albion this June.
Within four years,
finishing up. And he, you know, it's amazing to see a young person who, you know, not all of us know what we want to do then, and that's not necessarily the key, that you need to know what you want to do when you're 14. But to see the fact that he has never really given up on that dream and that he stayed with it, he spoke at our fundraiser this past September and brought me to tears, which isn't that difficult, I guess, but brought me to tears talking about how much the support has meant for him and our confidence in him has meant for him to get where he is as well. And we're just exceedingly proud of him.
David?
LaKyra. LaKyra is just a really special young woman. She is now a senior in our program and will be graduating high school in June in a few months here. And it's just been so exciting to see her growth. When she came in, you know, not to say that she wasn't motivated to be in the program, but at times that motivation could wane. She could be pretty tired and may want to just like lay her head down and just go to sleep or something like that. When you talk to LaKyra, she just talks about how just our consistency in like pushing her to be at her best has helped her throughout the years, to where she understands that there may be times that she doesn't feel well, or there may be times that she doesn't really have it today, but because she knows what's in front of her and where she wants to get to, which she's thinking she's going to head to Wayne State here in the fall, that she has to push through that, and that she has to be at her best at times. And so it's been really great to see her excel in school, her excel within FATE throughout the years. And we're really proud of her for being able to understand what we're trying to get across in the program, but also like being receptive to that. And that's been really cool to see.
The last one, Kuhu, Tyler.
Tyler, yes. I think, you know, Tyler's story, in addition to kind of Lakaira's, also speaks to the benefit of sort of this cohort model and having peers who are also there to support you. And, you know, David spoke earlier about how we have young people who are really excelling academically, excelling socially, and then we have young people who are maybe struggling a bit more. And so to be motivated by your peers to be better, do better. Tyler's story mimics that, but so does Lakaira's. They're both seniors in our program. Tyler is still figuring out what comes next for him. But what's exciting is that when he puts his mind to something, he can really achieve it. He has been a stellar track star for the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy and is thinking that that might be something he wants to pursue. But I have seen how kind of his growth has also been due to kind of feeling motivated by his peers as well over the last 4 years.
We're talking to Kuhu Saha and David Merritt, who started Give Merritt Fate 2012 and co-run the thing. I've heard it said that a camel is a horse that's designed by a committee. How do you make it work that the two of you are equals?
Yeah, I think, one, it's knowing our why and why we do the work that we do. We're both very passionate about young people. And I think the success of our organization in large part is due to keeping the student and the young person at the center of everything that we do, from the programming to the time that we spend making sure that our students have the opportunities and the resources, the proper opportunities and resources for them to be successful. That amount of time that we spend doing that, I think, really makes our program innovative to where it's not the same thing every single time. Also, when our students come into the room, they know that this is not school and that everyone that's here is here just for them, just for their success, just so that they can feel loved and supported. And so in large part, I think we work well together because we are here for almost the very same exact reason. It's not to say that we never have our arguments or feelings one way or the other of decisions that we want to make that we may disagree on. But we're able to put that aside to really come to a decision that's going to benefit the young people that we're working with.
We're talking to David Merritt, Kuhu Saha, and I'm Jack Crisula. And this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Jack Crisula, host of WJR's Anything Is Possible, the weekly radio visit, brings his 15 years of inspirational storytelling to hardcover. With God, anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
15 of Jack's more than 750 tales of defeating odds and achieving the extraordinary. Like Bob Woodruff, whose job covering the war in Iraq nearly cost him his life. And Nick Vujicic, the limbless evangelist who has stunned millions with his message of acceptance and grace. With God, anything is possible. Order now while signed copies are still available at trustinusllc.square.site. That's trustinusllc.square.site. And as Jack says,
make it a great week because with God, anything is possible. Spohol.
Anything is possible.
I'm Jack Crisula. This is Anything Is Possible. And we're talking to David Merritt, Kuhu Saha, the co-founders of Give Merritt Fate. If you want to learn more, www.merittgoodness.com. All right, a question for both of you.
Let's do it.
Kuhu, what have the kids taught you?
Whoa. They've taught me quite a bit. I think they've taught me patience, for sure. A lot of patience. I think they've taught me, and I think that's patience, you know, in the way that you think about it when you work with kids, but also patients in that, like, they, you know, that there's room for growth, just on a large scale as well. I think they've taught me persistence. They teach me every day why I'm here, why I'm doing this, what my purpose is, and fulfill that for me.
David, same question.
So I would piggyback on that to say, I don't know if it's a term, but it kind of goes back to what Coach Beilein taught me, is like, let's get better today. And it's like bringing, how do you bring this enormous amount of enthusiasm and energy to what you're doing on a daily basis? And to also know that each day and each action is a seed, right? So I'm not necessarily, like, I can see the value in each of our young people. I can see it clearly. Now, they may not see the same thing that I see, but each day I'm, like, sowing this seed into their life that may not grow into this big tree today, but each day you come back, and each day you water it. And you keep watering it, and you keep watering it, and you keep watering it, and you keep watering it until you see what you want to see, until you see that value that you can already clearly see in them that they may not be able to see for themselves just yet. And so that's what it continues to teach me. Hopefully, when I end up getting married and having children, I will keep these same lessons in mind on a daily basis of raising kids. But ultimately, I think it's a great lesson for us to learn now, and it's something that I cherish, being able to work with the young people that we work with.
David mentioned seeing the value of kids.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us, Kuhu, about the youth of Detroit.
Sure. I think I've learned a lot about young people. I've learned a lot about the city of Detroit in the last, you know, 8 years working in this space, you know, prepping to work in this space. You know, I grew up in the suburbs. There are assumptions about what the city's like, about what, you know, what the education system was like. There were some truths to some of those assumptions in terms of the education system. But what I know for certain is that the future of Detroit is bright because of the youth of the city, because of the young people in the city. I know that there is a lot to offer, that they have a lot to offer once given the chance. And I know that they've been dealt a pretty rotten hand. And we as a community have a responsibility to help lift them up so that they can show us exactly what they can do to keep the city bright.
David, what's your biggest needs?
Biggest needs. We need money, man. No. We do need some money. But ultimately, we're at a place now where we've learned a great deal. We believe that we have a set of values and strengths that make our program very unique. We've been fortunate to score highly on a lot of the ratings and sort of evaluations of what makes a quality youth development program, no matter where you're at. And so we're on to something, and it's our job to be on shows like this to garner more relationships with people that believe what we believe. And so that we can continue this work and to expand it to more young people. It may not be where we're starting FAPE programs all across the city, but how can we partner with others? How can we take elements of what we do very well and package those in different ways to meet and reach more young people? And so that's really our need, is we want to partner with like-minded individuals that believe that the youth of Detroit can change the world and partner with us. Like, let's collab. Let's be able to impact more young people through this program is one of the things that we need.
Speaking of, you know, the future's great because of youth.
Mm-hmm.
You're two young people. You were 18 years old when you met. You met 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Figure it out. You both are the American dream. You're bright. You care about people. You've got it all. Go into private equity like so many of your fellow U of M grads. Get rich.
Why are you doing this?
I'm very rich. I'm extremely rich. I'm extremely wealthy. You know, it may, if you looked at my bank account, you may say, no, you're not. But no, it's really so special. When you know what God has put you on this earth to do, everything's at your resource. If you're in the will of God, everything's available to you. God gives us talents. He gives us ability. He gives us his hand and his touch for us to reach people and to better others' lives. So I wasn't given the talent and gifting that I've been given so that I can be great. No, it's for someone else who needs a pick me up, for someone else who needs an opportunity for me to lend that hand. And so when you can get up every single morning and love what you do and cherish what you do and do it all day and not even notice that you're tired, like that's a beauty. Like that's wealth. And so, this is like, I'm blessed to be able to do what I do.
Kuhu, you believe in angels?
Yeah.
When you're looking in the mirror every morning, you're looking at an angel. Usually, when you look at David, you're looking at an angel. Once in a while, a devil.
Usually.
We hear about millennials.
Mm-hmm.
Me and now.
Yeah.
You guys are not the typical stereotype millennials. Tell us about your generation.
Well, I think one thing that I would say is, I think when you have the right perspective, it's like, yeah, I am that typical millennial. You know, that is me, in a sense. And I think when you have this type of perspective, because a lot of times I feel, even when you talk about the youth of Detroit, it's you give these assertions to say, that's them and not me. And until we get to the point where we say, no, that is me, then I think that's where real contribution and help can come in. And so, yeah, that's me. And I plan on working with all of my generation to make the world a better place by working together.
It's been an honor to meet you. I commend you. Please keep it up.
Thank you, Jack.
Please join us next Saturday. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spall.